Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, my love, and thank you all for listening in. I'm so excited to be sharing this work and this show. And this is really about kind of deeply listening to the body. Like each month, it's about exploring this deep topic of sacred sexuality and exploring meditation, some experiential practices, some discussions, some explorations, and awareness around facets of our sexuality and consciousness that sometimes feel a little hard to talk about or get squashed away in the shadows. And really instead bringing that to light, slowing way down with love and respect for ourselves, as well as for our partners, for the world around us, and for how we relate to all of those beings in the world. So we often will include stories of my own path and, again, experiential awareness, getting in our body. And we're going to begin again with that as we explore then opening up into today's topic, which I'm really excited about. So let's take a few breaths to settle in, get in our body, and start this process of listening deeply to the body. As you close your eyes, settle in to however you're relating in your body in the moment. Maybe it's seated, maybe it's lying down, standing up. And whether you're listening in live or listening in from the archives, really letting yourself relax into receiving the transmission of the experience of possibility of that slowing down. Relaxing to open, letting yourself feel your breath in through the nose, maybe out through the mouth with a little sound. Hi, 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 hi. And explore what's that like as you give yourself permission to make sound, and how does that feel in the body, in the deep belly, in the back, in the pelvis, in the seat. Taking a moment to relate to how you're relating to the earth. Letting your root gates open, soften, letting yourself plug in. Ah, beloved earth, help me to connect to you, to feel you. And then holding with the breath of gratitude. Deep gratitude for yourself, for taking time for you to explore, checking in, listening, perhaps opening to some new possibilities or new awareness. And with that breath of gratitude, gently widening your awareness, allowing yourself to notice the space around you as you open your eyes to receive that light and space. Yay! Welcome again. So today we're exploring in our November program here in 2015 and this deep month of gratitude that while I hold all year, I'm feeling really focused on that right now as a theme at our school, Mystery School of the Temple Arts, holding an intention of gratitude and listening and slowing down to acknowledge the body and the world around us as we're changing in seasons and noticing what's that like to relate and to feel. And just a few days ago, I was able to just lay flat out on my back on the earth. You know, I talk about getting our bare feet on the earth, which I will remind and encourage once again, plug in and feel. And on a few days ago, I had the gift of laying full out, full body, just plunk right in my backyard to feel the earth and the sun and witness and feel and actually notice this hawk soar right across over my head as I was gazing at the sky. And how beautiful and amazing that is, especially as I live in the suburbs of the Detroit metro area, that often I feel like, I have to drive to get to nature. And the reality is, it's right here all around me if I just take a pause to check in and connect. So with that, I want to lead into today's topic. And I'm excited about this because it kind of came through in an interesting way. And often, actually, the little tidbits of spiritual, like, seed planting come through for me during lovemaking. And this was one case of that. That quite literally, I'll share, that often after lovemaking in the deep space of rest and ease and joy and reflection that I'll share by myself or with my lover, there's this sweet, fertile ground for stuff to just pour through. And as it does, sometimes when it feels right, not right away, but when it feels right, I'll grab my phone and do a voice recording. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a big one coming through. And that's often the way that things will emerge. And then they sort of, in that fertile ground, take root and then have a place to grow. And the ones that grow and really start to sprout are the ones that I end up often sharing. And so I'll just share that, like, that is that our sexuality can create that fertile ground. It is our deep creativity to acknowledge and honor that as we open to guidance, it may look many ways. And the nature of the deep spiritual connection through our sexuality is profound and an invitation to let ourselves trust that. So the topic for today that has come through is what I will call sex drive versus sex And let me explain what I mean by that. So a couple of threads have come through recently where I'm feeling called, and I'm going to embark on a bit of a research project as a part of a project for some training that I'm doing to explore the impact of a particular modality of biodynamic cranial sacral therapy and the way that can support and open and support sexual function, its impact on sexual function, which I've seen personally, and then are going to begin a study to really sort of explore that a little more detail. And that brings up the question of, well, what do we call sexual function? How do we measure it? Or what do we say is sexual function? And so that has been a little bit of a thread. And then the second piece that came in was this moment around lovemaking where afterwards I recognized a few pieces that came together. And it was around, often in sort of mainstream or anytime we ever talk about sex, which is rarely in mainstream in terms of consciously talking about it, it's often like around, well, my sex drive isn't there. Like, it's missing. Like, that's this medical concern. You know, a checklist on the medical checkbox would be, how's your libido? Is it low, right? Or is it high? You know, and so it's all this check of libido and sex drive. And it got me really feeling and thinking, like, wow, we focus a lot of energy around naming and defining what sex drive is. But that's only one piece of the beautiful rainbow spectrum of what our sexual essence is. And this came through really strongly for me. And I want to invite a different paradigm of rewriting what we mean around sexual function, around sexuality and joy and pleasure and being in the body, that it's not just about naming it as drive and forcing ourselves towards drive. And what I realized is, and I even looked up libido, the word libido and the definition of the word libido has all of these types of words tied to it. It is tied to drive, to appetite, to horniness, to lust. And these are really active, intense, like yang, I'll call them yang words. They're very driven words, the nature of drive itself. That's a very active principle. And it's yummy. Like, don't get me wrong. Feeling that horniness, that joy, that lustful desire and pleasure that is what I will say a very yang experience and often very forward driven in the body is not a bad thing. It's delightful. And in my experience, there are times in my life where that drops back a little bit. And I don't feel the drive as an overt thing driving me that sort of can often feel a little overwhelming or urgent. And that may drop away or shift or soften at times. And this is what was happening recently for me. I realized I was feeling as if, quote, my sex drive was a little low. And there's this part of me that's steeped in that field of awareness in our humanity that says, well, gosh, if it's low, is something wrong? Or what's happening? And so I witnessed that. And I also went, well, wait a minute. It's not that I don't delight in maybe sharing some contact with my lover right now. I'm not feeling the drive. Well, I don't always have to be the driver, right? So this, let's listen. Let's rest and relax together in the energy. Let's touch bodies. Let's feel sensory experience. Let's explore the sensuality of contact and the present moment and the breath and the now, and breathe together and invite my body to relax, to soften, to open, and not worry about the drive. In fact, in this particular exploration, my partner was bringing a little of that juice and drive and charge in. And beautiful, we can delight and share in that together. So instead, what emerged for us through this experience was my body softened as I didn't feel the drive. I wasn't driving the energy forward into the forward areas of my pelvis. And this reflects back on a recent episode I did on the pelvic bowl, the root gates, and the way our energy runs through our body in the pelvis. So you might, if choosing to explore this deeper, if you'd want to recap on that one. But as we explored there, there's this sense of the way our sexual energy can run, and often it'll be very forward. And again, that's a really yang. It's very clitoral. It's very very much in the penis. It's very much in that forward yang place. It's at the surface of the body. Whereas deep, back, wide, more back towards the perineum, coming back towards anus and tail, coccygeal plexus, has a different quality to it. And as I rested back and just softened, and we listened, and my body opened, and we listened, and we met it, and then we played in some soft, wide, real low amplitude, vibrational, deep territory, there was this sweet, amazing, mystical, as one of my teachers would call it, sort of like licking cotton candy, this quality of like soft, mystical joy that emerged and opened and was wide and joyous and felt so delightful to share with my partner. But I wasn't driving. I was in this super receptive, open, surrender place, what I will call sex ah. And had you even asked me before we sort of engaged in let's make contact and explore energy, I would have said, with the awareness of the words we put on in mainstream awareness, I would have said, well, I don't feel in the mood. I didn't feel that sexual drive, that charge. But I was willing to go, I'm not limiting myself. I feel lovely to share contact. Let's explore that and see where it goes. So rather than just take myself out of the equation because I don't feel the drive, I let myself be present for and delight in the journey. And what emerged was this, what I wouldn't name as a formal physical body orgasm, but there was a mystical energetic body type of orgasmic experience. It was deeply satiating and comfortable and joyous and very ah, that held a sweet space of afterwards going, oh, wow. What was that like for me to go, I wasn't just all charged up and in a driven place. I let go into surrendering. And the dance of that surrender, even when my brain maybe thought I wasn't, quote, in the mood, was a delightful experience. Sure, it didn't head down traditional orgasmic paths. It didn't need to. We found new ones. And that's what I really want to encourage, is like letting ourselves explore, slow down and listen in a way where we can find and connect with new possibilities. So it started this then coalescing of this recognition. We name drive so often, and sex drive in all genders. So this comes back to gender a little bit and the energies. That if we look at traditional gendering, which actually I don't buy into. I love the rainbow spectrum of gender. I've talked about on other shows as well. We're not just in two boxes called female and male, check, check, that there's a whole rainbow. Yet the traditional way we look at female and male sexuality, drive and action and active is a very masculine energy and often associated with men. Whereas this other place of soft and wide and surrender and receptive is a feminine energy quality that is often associated with women. And again, not tied to those genders, yet we just so often associate it with them that then what happens is this like prejudiced quality of like, well, it always happens this way, you know, like a stereotypical response, and we'll glom onto that and say that that's the way it is. You know, in some books and some teachers have taught in this very binary approach, and, you know, blessings that it may actually resonate for a large percentage of people, because there is a nature of percentages and majorities that tend to go, yeah, towards this way, where females may be primarily in a feminine energy and males may be primarily in a masculine energy. But it does not always work that way. Even when it's predominant in one way or another, we always dance between the two. So what I invite is, instead of looking at it as gender, let's look at it as energy and then listen to the dance. So coming back to sex drive, that is a yang masculine energy. And when it is the only measure or tool or of awareness that we're using around sexual function, that is incredibly limiting to what really the joy and the potency and the power of pleasure can be. So I'm going to invite that it's also really testosterone driven, which is also very yang, very masculine, and testosterone even in women is part of what gives us that drive. And so, you know, rather than tying our only measure of awareness, our only like, oh no, if my sex drive isn't high, then I'm not feeling up for sex, then we start a cycle that says, well, I'm kind of not feeling it. And then we don't explore it. We don't let anything emerge because I don't have that drive. Well, a couple things can be happening. So in my past, I've noticed times where I've been numb or disconnected or armored or checked out. That can be a time where we don't feel a drive as well. And that's different, right? That might be, in my case, for example, energy's blocked. It's not flowing in different ways. Yet what I've found as I've let some of that open is there's times where it's just in a different place. But if I slow down and listen to it, there's still a vibrancy. There's still an aliveness. Energy's still moving. I just may not be the director of it. And what a delightful place to be in for me. I've really noticed that as being beautiful. So opening receptive, the sex as a measure of, is my body relaxed and surrendering and opening and allowing, have the natural tendency in what I found often, and it comes from early childhood stuff and birth for our bodies. It can be, you know, that we've wound up and bound up in our dura mater, the tough tissue that comes around the nervous system, in our fascia, the connective tissue that runs through the whole body and sort of wraps around muscle and tissue. All of these, and muscles themselves, tissues have a chance to slow down and unwind and allow, that it creates space. Creating clarity in the gut body helps create space in the pelvis. And I elaborate more on all this in my blog on the food journey. The food journey with orgasmic results. This deeply listening to my body experience around how am I nourishing, what's coming in and what's leaving. The awareness of letting go, eliminating, pooping. So that I elaborate on there and in a past radio show as well. But this idea that let's take another look at, it's not just about drive. It can be also about letting go, surrendering and opening. And so again, to come back, this is all a balance. That is, when we swing any one thing too far one direction, often that swings us out of balance. So I'm not saying, oh, so when maybe I'm noticing my libido's low and I'm not feeling up for sex or something, that I should just tolerate my partner having sex with me. No. Firm no, that is not what I'm saying. It's not about tolerating. It's not about checking out of the body and letting somebody else do something to you because of their needs or wants or desires. That's not what I'm suggesting in this exploration. What I am suggesting is, what are your body's wants and needs? What does it need to feel a yes of, I'd like to rest here? And that may be complete. Or I'd like to rest here, and as I soften, now I start to feel the opening of the reception of the divine life energy that's moving through me, and maybe now I'd like to dance in that a little deeper. That's what I'm inviting. It's listening. So not listening, feeling a bind, feeling a tension, feeling an armor that says no, and then going, I should just tolerate that and just let this other person direct and move into me anyway. No. There is a very distinct and clear difference. And something I really encourage is at a feeling body level. So what I'm inviting instead is this relax together, whether it's with yourself. This can be in sacred celibacy or sacred self-touch and play and masturbation. Like this can be a delight of energies within our own being and with that connection with divine. And it can be with a partner or partners, both. So letting go of the reins, letting go of needing to feel that overt outward drive to, quote, start having sex, and say, let's just rest together. Can we feel and start to notice the energy soften and watch it move? Can we now let go? Can I let go into my partner directing that through me, of me, in me? And inviting these sweet spaces of energy within me to feel safe to come out and play. She will not, this divine feminine gift of soft, receptive, opening, letting juices flow physically, energetically, and emotionally, like, ooh, what's it like to let her gift emerge? It takes being held in that container of safe space and witnessing without judging. Those sweet masculine gifts that, again, aren't gender. Those masculine gifts can come through a female body, do come through a female body often. So it's dancing in these energetic qualities. And relaxing, for me, that means, as a really driven person, especially early in my life, we've talked about 15 years in corporate career, and I was in a really heteronormative kind of lifestyle for a lot of decades. And then waking up to my own queerness, my own delight of rainbow spectrum, my own dance of self, you know, visionary entrepreneur and artist and healer and yogi and guide, that all emerged much later. But as I do, like, noticing those gifts and letting them emerge, rather than holding them back or binding them up, so that it becomes not just driving forward in my body into that superficial, and by superficial I don't mean fake, I mean at the surface of the body, the clitoris, the penis, into that driven sort of quality of energy versus that soft, deep, wide, internal G-spot, cervix, the deep territory of the female body, as well as the deep energetic territory of the male body. And the territory of anal connection as well. When I'm talking deep, that can be a physical penetration or an energetic one. But that deep, wide pelvic energy is just different than the forward-driven, on the surface, usually forward in the body energy. And I want to invite, just as important, because the dance of all of this is about union. Of these divine feminine and masculine energies within us. Not just union with a partner, like, sure, that can be a piece of it, but union of these energies, of the divine within us, through us, and opening the body to allow the different qualities and different ways to meet softening to invite Shiva to come in and meet his Shakti, you know, the joy of the masculine feminine dance in our body. So I'll invite, like, there's a lot here around what's it like to open our eyes to a new paradigm that sexual function is not just measured by sex drive as an active yang principle. There's a whole other quality to it. For now, I'm calling that sex and we'll explore a little bit more after we have a short break.
Thank you, Leslie. You're listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is November 17th, 2015, and you're listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie today, give us a call at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! Thanks, Courtney. So we're exploring today sex drive versus sex Repatterning, giving us a new paradigm of awareness around what measures our sexual function. It's not just the drive. The drive can be yummy in all of us, no matter how we identify in gender. As a very yang and active and energetic principle that says yum, and again, back to the word libido, those qualities of drive, of appetite, of desire, of lust, of horniness. Like, yeah, absolutely. And when those feelings aren't there and driven, instead of that being, oh no, my sex drive, where's it going? What's it like to go, oh, wait, maybe we're exploring a different layer of the spectrum right now. And then as we do, what's that like? The sex, the receptive, the surrender, the open, the allow. These qualities that are hard to measure because they aren't an active to-do list. They aren't masculine. To measure is masculine. It's analytical. It's thinking. So these are softer. These are these qualities that complement that. These are the qualities that are the divine feminine gifts through us that say, how can I cultivate and invite her to feel safe to reveal her gifts? And so what I want to speak to now is I believe this comes in and sets up a fear. It starts a cycle. And I've seen this as I've worked with many clients over the years, that clients may come to me and say a couple might come to me, and one of the couple might be feeling, you know, I just don't want sex as often as my partner does, or I don't feel in the mood. And then my partner gets frustrated and pushes, and then that shuts me down even more. And they may not even be able to articulate that, but that's the pattern I see, is one person will sometimes say, I'm feeling like I'm not in the mood, or I don't have the desire. My partner push, you know, when I don't, that makes it even harder because my partner wants it even more, and now it gets pushed, and now that shuts me down even more. And so we're setting up this huge cycle, like ping pong, that just spirals into discomfort and frustration and anger and resentment and all sorts of qualities that don't feel good. Or what'll happen is over time, that sort of ping pong match, one side just gives in and either says, okay, you know what, I'm not really in the mood, but fine. And there's this dullness that overtakes, and they may check out of their body. They may tense up and just tolerate. And the other partner now may, you know, proceed and then feel awful about it because they can feel that this energy doesn't feel right. And yet, well, there's this really driven need in their body. And hey, I want to explore this need, and I have needs too. And so then there's sadness and shame and frustration and grief that layers in on all of that as that cycle emerges. Or the other way might be that the partner that kind of gives in, says, fine, if my partner's not interested, I'm going to find and meet those needs elsewhere. And in a conscious way, as we explore connection with multiple people, I invite and encourage that. And when it's in a hidden or secretive way, that's where I invite, let's look at other ways that might be of service for everybody involved. And so those are the cycles and some of the patterns that I see. And I believe it's rooted in it can be a simple shift of let's reset. Let's just rewind and reset. Maybe all that happened was there's this moment where one partner felt this sex awe place instead of sex drive place, misunderstood it as, oh no, I have no sex drive, I don't want sex, never mind, and just held it at bay. And then the cycle begins, you know. Or maybe it comes from another direction, but what's it like to when we're feeling that low place in drive? And this is something I've explored in my body of, oh, well, I don't really feel, quote, in the mood. Okay, fine. Just because we come in contact does not mean I'm giving permission for penetration. But what's it like to now reset and hold a different container? So in my work, foundation and container are like one of the biggest core pieces that I offer and encourage everyone to come into relationship with. Like, what's it like to create that safe space, that container? And that container isn't what holds us back. The set of, you know, oh, I'd like to hold this, this, and this is not holding me back or restricting me from anything. It's what gives the body the safe space to go, to have freedom, which is often what we're wanting. We want freedom. Our masculine energy wants freedom, for sure. He does not want to be tied down. He wants freedom. And that masculine energy in me, you know, wants some space to move. And so can we hold this bit, you know, and let some of that energy and that move go. So what I want to invite and what I'll often share in my work with couples and such is to do a cleanse, what I'll call a reset. So if you feel yourself in a pattern, a cycle that looks that one way, like, oh, it's the same rhythm every time and I feel stuck in it and it feels uncomfortable. Choice together with intention. What's it like without blame? This is not about blaming one side or the other. We dance with intimate partners in our lives to learn and grow together. We are meant to come together. The reason we feel so bonded and connected with these beautiful beings is that our soul said, I am meant to learn something deep and yummy with this person. And that deep and yummy sometimes looks icky. It can come through hard moments, emotions, sadness, grief, anger, frustration. These aren't bad. They're delightful. Letting ourselves go, what's it like to feel and learn and transmute and work through and be together in a different way? So that reset process, I realized that I've been inviting all along, is rooted back to this very concept. It really is inviting. Hey, did we get caught in a pattern that said, oh, well, this is not working for me. And then, okay, now the cycle just makes it worse. Let's reset. Create a container that says, and one invitation I'll put out there sometimes is take, even though you've been maybe with the person for 30 years, take penetrative sex and had sex with them many, 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 many times. Take penetrative sex off the table for a while, you know, for the next week. What's it like to, or a month, what's it like to just connect, hold space, snuggle, relax, allow bodies to relax and soften, and listen to what energy wants to be heard. Allow the places that are held to be emerging and be seen. Allow the places that soften into yumminess, follow that and see what wants to be heard here. But that the we don't have to immediately equate when I'm starting to feel a little low, quote, in libido, that, oh no, something's wrong with me, or, oh no, I'm not doing it right, or, oh no, never mind, I'm not going to have any contact at all. All of these things, I believe, can set up quite a pattern of frustration and discomfort at a minimum. And instead, what's it like to really meet the needs of the sensation of our body in each moment and our energy? And that can be quite empowering, quite empowering. I've seen it in myself. So in this case, I would have, back in the example I gave where, okay, I wasn't really feeling like the drive, but I felt the sense of, yeah. And my partner and I came together and we rested bodies in contact and then breathed together. And I could feel my body relaxing open and that felt juicy. And then maybe contact at my genitals at some point felt good, and it did. But we didn't plan that. We weren't expecting that. It just emerged that, yeah, that actually would feel nice. And then listening to that, just contact. Maybe starting to explore a little movement, a little gentle opening, a little what I call gently parting open, a little gentle penetration. But that it isn't about going immediately 0 to 60 in like 3.2 seconds, right? Where we're diving in to, oh, it's time to have sex. So let's get inside you now, like into the penetrated partner, which is the way I used to do it for me. Like I would be worried if I couldn't, like, well, I want to have sex too. And I felt that drive and that charge, but that drive and charge in retrospect, you know, it's all at the surface of the body for me at that time, very clitoral. So my yoni wasn't ready to be penetrated. She hadn't been listened to yet. But what I would do is kind of bowl my way past that. Grab the lube. Let's get inside me, you know, and just make a way to do it. And instead, and that was fine. Had you asked me at the time, I would have said, yeah, I have a good sex life and it's enjoyable. I never had an orgasm that way, ever, until now. So for 2 decades, that just looked one way. And okay, my partner would have an orgasm and an ejaculation, and then that would be complete. And if I was ever going to have an orgasm, it would be by my own hand. And that's not bad. There's just also more that I noticed that was really empowering that didn't come until I started to slow down and listen to my body differently. And that's the invitation I have for each of us. It's like, what really is the body having to say? Because it isn't necessarily the same thing that our head thinks it is. And so in this sense of what I call sex drive versus sex our heads have been trained by the analytical realms of our society, which is important. Gratitude to us as human beings that we have a rational brain and we can think and plan and analyze. That has created some amazing stuff, some amazing possibilities in our lives. It's just only part of it. And we tend to only look at that part of it. And so that analytical side said, sex is about drive and libido and desire and appetite. And we didn't start to slow down to look at, oh, it's also about surrendering and opening and receiving and delighting and feeling. These are qualities that aren't on that measurable list and ones that I invite are. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and explore experientially. What do I mean by listening to our bodies?
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information and where you can contact her for speaking engagements or for private sessions. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. If you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting, explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. Announcing the 2015-2016 season of Sacred Sexuality classes are now posted and open for registration. Join us for the next classes in February or March and sign up by December 16th for 20% off the tuition. See the website for more details. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is by clicking on the link available under Contact at the website. Announcing Leslie's new monthly Sacred Sexuality videocast. You choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be part of the conversation live or sit back and take it in. See details at the website under event calendar to join in. The next one will be held Wednesday, December 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at the next Temple Gathering. The next one will be held Sunday, November 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are more than welcome, but not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. So as a little recap, exploring drive versus sex to me, a big shift of a paradigm around what's it like to feel sexy and alive, to feel our sexual function, that there's a huge rainbow spectrum of that, and it isn't just the yang-driven end of the spectrum. There's both. And letting ourselves, no matter our gender, sink into and invite that whole spectrum to emerge in the way that it chooses to in each moment, in each connection, and really explore it, delight in it, and play in it. And with that, I want to invite a little bit of sinking into our bodies with an experience of slowing down and listening. Taking a few breaths in the way that you're sitting and relating to the world. Drop your awareness into the pelvic bowl. Let your belly soften, your pelvic floor soften, opening the root gates. Feeling your being ground down into the earth. Letting the threads of connection from the gates of your body down, weaving, braiding down deep as roots into the earth, into the earth's core. Relaxing and letting her carry you. Letting your weight drop into the earth. Notice if there's places in your body resisting that flow of gravity. Can you notice that and just witness, invite them maybe to drop. Letting any heaviness that no longer serves drop away. And in the space, also making a call, again, that lower belly, Arhara or Dantian, help me connect this lower center of my body to the earth, to her deep body. Lover Earth, help me connect to you. Lover Earth, help me to feel. And thank you, gratitude, gratitude. Thank you for helping me to feel. And then invite with some breath, some sips through the nose, drawing in a little bit of that earth juiciness, maybe clenching the PC muscle, the pelvic floor, to draw in through the feet, through the legs, through the seat. Inviting in a little bit of that Shakti, that earth essence, our divine life force. The juice, the divine feminine. Some sips drawing in. Exhaling, letting that, that juiciness expand, shine, illuminate the sphere inside the pelvis that expands outward from the pelvis. And delight in relaxing and letting that energy soften and warm the body and the pelvis. Liquid fire, the deep lava of the earth's core. And then drawing that up. So as it's filling the belly, filling the pelvis, let's take a breath through the mouth, sort of pursed lips like a straw. Drawing up through the body, letting it expand, maybe out through the heart. You may notice your hands guiding this as well. Drawing the hands up the body, let it expand. Out through the heart and all the layers of your energetic being. Offer that up. Another charge into the pelvis. And then a sip up. And then exhale out through the heart. Let yourself feel and visualize and be with your heart as a sphere. Omnidirectional. So the expansion is out through the back, out through the front, sides, above, below. There's an omnidirectional expansion of heart. Allowing that to come out, up, and beyond. And as you offer that up, rest for a moment, offering that love up into the heavens, into the divine, into the mystery, stars, the sun, however you want to relate to beyond. And as you reach up with your awareness, even with your hands, to the sun, to the beyond, up through an energetic facet of your body that is above your head, through that sphere, and just gratitude. Help me to trust to receive your love, divine grace. And let yourself now inhale and receive. And just wait. Maybe there's a downflow, like a sparkle, like a shower of energy down through your body. Maybe a sense of warmth, a blanket enfolding you and holding you in safe arms. And let yourself trust that, yep, I deserve to feel. I'm allowed to feel and receive this love. And let that, what I'll call divine masculine energy of divine, come down to meet that divine feminine energy of earth. Sun meets earth. Shiva meets Shakti. Yang meets yin. Different ways we can relate to these qualities. Let yourself feel what it is for you. The names aren't important. Plug into the energy, the sensory experience of it. And let that spiral come together, and maybe take a moment now to inhale and exhale. With an sound, letting that spiral, the coming together, settle down into the dantian, that lower center and the lower belly below the navel, bringing your hands there and visualizing as if a spiral galaxy congealing upon this beautiful pearl that's forming in that center of energy that you are cultivating and then coalescing and storing to delight in your body for healing, for connection, for transcendence. Letting yourself receive that for manifestation, for creativity. Yay. And as you receive, let yourself breathe the breath of gratitude for feeling in your body, feeling the earth, feeling the beyond, the sun, the stars, the heavens, and feeling them come together in your body. Consciousness coming into form, we are. An infinite being in a finite form, energetic being in a physical organism. We are vast potential and possibility. Let yourself trust, receive, and take a breath to receive the awareness that that brings. With delight and gratitude and deep honor, the divine light in me sees and honors the divine light in all. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful rest of the month.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.